episode of On a Related Note podcast. I'm Mecca.
And I'm Mia.
And this is a hard welcome back because
it's been 84 years.
We have been gone for a minute, out of nowhere, no explanation. If you happen to be wondering, it's because I don't know how to manage my time. And I believe we already knew that. Like, I'm pretty sure I've said this before, but I got that new job and it's, you know, it's a Monday through Friday. It's a 9 to 5. I don't know how to manage my free time while I have so much wrestling to watch. So, you know, trying to plan different things. I'm also watching through a show with one of my friends. So, like, trying to find time for that. I reserve Thursdays for that. So it's a lot of little things that I do in my free time already. And then my weekends get taken up from the like big things that I needed to put off during the week. So that's just how it's been. So the podcast got put on the back burner.
The real answer is that we were going to do a funny little episode for April Fool's, but the real April Fool's joke was that we went on hiatus for like a month.
Like two. And we won't give away what that was.
Yeah, no, we're still going to do it.
Yeah, we still probably do it.
This was your April Fool's joke.
We're back. Hopefully we can find something that works so that even if it's not as frequent, even though every 2 weeks isn't really frequent in the first place, but even if we have to do once a month, we do want to try to get back on this because this is fun. Mm-hmm. We're back.
And my fidget friend for this episode is an Aflac stress duck that's really firm. Like,
what was your wrist?
My, like, palm just popped. Does that make sense? Like, right in the base of my thumb. So there
we're
you go.
We're off to a strong start.
There you go. It does the job, I guess.
It distracts you from one pain by giving you another.
Exactly.
So, yeah, it's funny that that's your fidget friend because that's also work-related. I feel like a good chunk of this is going to be me talking because, like, that's what I've been up to. It's what I've been up to. So, like, a lot of my stuff might be work-related. That Aflac duck, we, at my job, so we have, I don't know who it is that we have insurance through because I'm almost at my 90 days. Yay, I've almost made it past the probationary period or whatever.
Probation.
So after that I can apply for health insurance and all that stuff, which is cool. I've never had a job where I could do that, so that's nice. But anyway, we also work with Aflac for like supplemental stuff, and so we got those from our representative. But there's also already in the office when I got there was this like keychain version of this, and it's like a plush. But if you squeeze it, it does the Aflac. And my boss's son, his youngest, got his hands on it recently. And I had been there for 2 months already, and I didn't know that that duck made noise. So he was, like, squeezing it.
He's been silenced for 2 months.
Yeah, and he got a workout because that little boy was back-to-back squeezing it.
I'm glad you gave me this. That would probably drive me a little
crazy. Would get on my nerves, too. What have we been up to? Well, I can save work for a little bit later. We won't start on that one because it's just is whatever. The show that I've been watching through is called Haven. This is my third time watching through it, and I'm watching through it with my friend Mike, who hasn't seen it before. I don't know what it is about this show. It was on Sci-Fi, when did it come out? I want to say like 2010 or like the early 2010s. You know, it's not peak television, but there's something just endearing about it. I really enjoyed it. So I've really been having a good time with this watch through. We're finally on the last season, but it's double the episodes of the other seasons. So it's going to take us a minute, especially since both he and I are kind of busy. It's kind of hard to find overlapping time. That's a good show. If you want something to watch, it's on Amazon Prime, and it's also on, it's right here. Hold on. Tubi. It's on Tubi. So you got a couple places to watch it. So I recommend. What have you been up to?
Before we get to that, I just had a random thought because you were like, oh, we're both busy and, you know, we have to balance our time to watch the show. And I was like, oh, that's like the same with us in Ace Attorney. We've been playing this for like different Ace Attorney games for a couple years. But I keep in recent weeks making references to things that sound like Ace Attorney naming conventions because they're so silly and like punny. And today when we were in the car, what did I say? Oh, LMAO. I sometimes just say LMAO out loud. And because it's just fun to say it, it rolls off so well. It's like the alphabet song, like LMNOP, LMAO. So I said it and I was like, LMAO. That's Ace Attorney coded. Like, imagine a girl or dude. Is LM feminine or masculine or
LM?
LM. It feels like Ellen, but like LM.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I guess it could be unisex.
It could be either, but LM. And then you said Mayo or AO? Like, what sounds better? LMAO or LMAO?
I don't remember what I said.
I don't remember what you said either, but I was like, we got another one for the notes, guys. Because I keep hearing things, and I'm like, that's an Ace Attorney name right now. Capcom needs to hire me. Because, like, Ace Attorney 7, I got y'all. New game, I got a whole list of names for you already. But I don't know. I've been doing random stuff. The first thing that I had, like, typed out, brain dumped, was that I tried Bantu knots, or my dad also called them, like, Nubian twists. For the first time last week, just because I'm tired of sleeping on flex rods because they hurt.
Like, I love the way flex rods, yeah, like, I love produce the curls, but I don't think it's healthy for our hair to sleep on. And I like, think we talked about this before.
Probably. And I like doing tighter curls for my hair and then like combing through it with your fingers and making it fuller. So I have to kind of tighten it a little bit and sleep on that. Like, my roots are probably screaming, so I figured maybe I should try something else that's not as aggressive on my hair and head and scalp. So I tried Bantu knots, which for me takes twice as much time to do. Maybe it's because I'm just getting used to it still, but I think they're cute. Like, just wearing them as is and taking them out, it's more like drop curls than like tighter curls, but I think I just have to play with it. This is not the result of it, by the way. This is like 2 days after doing it. I've just been wearing it up, down, whatever, combing through it. But I like them. They're fun. And it's kind of therapeutic to do them once I don't fail all the time. Like, when they don't keep falling out, I'm like, oh, this is nice. It's all coming together. But yeah, that's my hair endeavor recently.
I have something related to that too. My hair, I might post a picture if I think I took before pictures. My hair had gotten, it became uneven. So like one side, if I pull it all to the front, one side was like here and the other was like kind of up here. And it had been on its way to doing that for a little bit. And earlier this year, I pointed out to my hair dresser. I was like, hey, I think this is like doing this. And she was like, no, it looks even to me. So I'm like, okay, maybe I'm
gaslit her, bro. Because when she showed me, I was like, oh, yeah.
Yeah, so, you know, I was like, maybe I'm tripping, but I wasn't. And it just got worse and worse. So recently I was like, yeah, this is very noticeable. It's annoying. And when I do roll my hair up with the flex rods, I always forget to adjust for that difference. And the curls come out like that too. So I was like, yeah, I don't want to cut it to even it out because my hair had never been that long before. And I'm like, I don't want to lose my length, but it's like when people say it's better to just cut the hair than to keep dead hair. Like, it's not doing anything for you. It's not healthy. It doesn't look right. It's stringy, whatever. Length is not everything. So I was like, you know what? I got to do it. So I got it cut. You can't really tell right now because it was recently curled and it's not completely straight, so you can't really tell. But when she made that cut, I was like, oh, this hurts. And she was like, I know. And I'm like,
the emoji disappearing.
So yeah, I had to do that. But I kind of got over it quick. And I guess it's because my hair was curled, so I couldn't really tell much of a difference. But
it's not haunting your
brain. I just have to take better care of my hair. It's just one of the many things that I need to improve about myself. I need to learn better hair care because my hair is dry. Usually my scalp, I don't know how to keep it moisturized, which is what leads to kind of like the breakage and the uneven. And you know, it's a whole thing.
Rip.
But yeah, you are learning how to curl yours in different ways. And I had to get a haircut.
Also, just me styling my hair and curling it anyway makes me use products more often. And when I don't, when I just wear it straight all the time and I don't do anything to it, I tend to not put product on it, which I should. So that's my hair care, but that just means I have to style it more.
Yeah.
And sometimes I don't feel like it. And I'm like, I guess my hair is going to be coughing thirsty. So, oops.
Yeah.
Oh, so 2025, the year of hair care?
That's a bit ambitious.
It's already almost June.
Yeah, we're halfway through. I mean, you know, that's just like me saying, like, I'm going to start eating healthier for the fourth year in a row. So, you know, I got plans, though. When I do get health insurance through my job, I'm thinking about, and I don't even know if this is covered. I still have to look into it, but I'm thinking about seeing a nutritionist because my boss, he, I think he knows somebody from, like, the surgery center he works at. And his, that guy's wife is a nutritionist. So he gave us a bunch of her pamphlets and they're in the office. And, a patient got one the other day and I looked at it myself and I was like, you know what? Because I mean, this isn't like a new epiphany or anything, but I don't have any discipline. I don't have self-discipline. I don't know how to tell myself, you better get up right now or else you're gonna regret it. Like you need to go and handle your chores for the day instead of laying here, or else you're gonna be mad. It's gonna be nighttime and you gotta go run into your things. So anyway, I would like to say I'm gonna cut out bread. I'm gonna cut out like so many carbs. But what is there to eat? Like I don't know what there is besides bread and pasta and like I just don't know. Potatoes. I need somebody to tell me. And like, just lay it out for me, and I'll go do it.
Cuisine.
Oh, that's kind of a fire phrase. But yeah, I just need somebody to lay things out for me. Like, same thing with self-studying language. I don't know where to start. I don't know what to focus on. I need a class. I need an instructor. I need a lesson plan. Same thing with working out. I can do jumping jacks. I can be trusted to do that, but I cannot keep a routine. I need somebody to hold me accountable. I need somebody to like create a plan for me. So
personal trainer in life and health.
Yeah. So I just need these things. I don't know how I'm going to get them yet. I want to join the Y, at some point. That's another thing. My coworker has kind of like, it's something that me and my mom talked about like a year ago. We were like, should we join the Y or should we join Planet Fitness? And the Y is kind of expensive, but my coworker told me that they have like this assistance program because it's what she used. And she's just been raving the last couple weeks about like how joining the Y is one of the best decisions she's made in months. She's doing all these like fitness classes and stuff, and it's just like really good for her mental health and her physical health. So I'm like, girl, I'm trying to get there too. Like, go play, do Zumba, like something like that. And I need to learn how to swim, and you can do that at the Y. So that's something I want to do. I want to see a nutritionist. I want to just like, I want to do these things. It's just A, the time, B, the money.
And time is money.
Oh my gosh. I was watching wrestling before we did this and somebody said that.
I was playing Twisted Wonderland before we did this and Azul said that.
It's the phrase of the day. Time is money, guys.
Yeah.
Yeah. So were we talking about anything or was this just a...
I think we were just bouncing off. My exercise comes in learning K-pop choreographies. That I dance for fun and that's my only motivation to like not have muscle atrophy, because sometimes I sit at my desk for like many hour a day and I'm like, yo, I feel like my back is going to sound like a glow stick if I try to bend over, because it's crazy. So I be dancing, and I don't mean I'm good at it, but like it's fun.
And
I like
the music.
Exactly. I have the Habitica app that I've talked about in I don't even know what episode,
probably like New Year's or something.
Yeah, in a previous episode. I have as a on the, what is it, the habit screen, do some sort of exercise, whether it's like high knees, dancing, walking around, laps around the house, or outside, whatever. And yeah, I can usually check that off every day, every other day, because I'd be dancing. I just like, you know, I have to fill my quota, puts on a random song, starts dancing.
No, but
3 minutes and I'm like, woo.
During the pandemic, I put these index cards on the back of my door.
Yep.
I was like, I'll see it every day, whatever. One was like, drink water every day. One was dance every day. Did not do those things, but the intention was there, you know, to just move every day.
It's
like
the
just
thought do a little that counts.
So that was a thing at one point, but alas. So, you know,
it's the theme today, berating oneself and wanting to be better.
The theme of the day, girl, that's my overarching life.
The story of my life, yeah. let's be for real.
Yeah. So, one day, it's going to come true. One day, I'm going to just be like, you know what? I'm tired. I hung out with my friend yesterday, and we were talking about, I don't remember what we were talking about. Clothing. Clothing and something about clothing. And I had made mention that, like, you know, the whole thing with me wearing dresses and, like, buying dresses, even though I'm not wearing the ones that I have. So it kind of got to the point where the ones that I have, I don't fit in the same, because the last year or so, I've gained a little bit of weight in places that are just annoying, which I think is, you know, that's how it is. That's how weight gain is when you don't want the weight gain. So anyway, I gain weight in my stomach in a way that's not like, I don't know how to, like, I don't know how to say this without it sounding messed up. So, like, it's not intended to. But some people, if they gain weight in their stomach, it's placed in a way where you just know they're big. You know, there's no question of, like, is she just a little big? Is she chunky? Or is she pregnant? The way that my weight sits on my stomach, in my opinion, it toes that line a little too much. So if it's like a sort of form-fitting dress, or even if it flares, it still fits in my midriff area in a way that I'm like, I don't care what people think, but I also care if some little kid thinks I'm pregnant.
Girl,
like,
let's do curl-ups together.
Curl-ups.
Sit-ups, whatever. I still don't know the difference. Because, like, that's the only thing I can do. So,
yeah, but I was talking to my friend about it yesterday, though, and I was saying that. I was like, yeah, I don't want that question of if she's pregnant. She's like, I'm so glad you said that, because yes, like, that is my struggle too. And when we were talking about bathing suits and stuff, like, it was a whole thing. So I have dresses that I want to wear, but now I'm like, should I just say screw it, nobody cares, or everybody is encouraging anyway? Like, nobody really is judging you in a negative way. They're just like, hey girl, you look cute in that dress. But I'm sitting here, like, you know, hugging my stomach trying to hide. So then that's the whole thing.
Bonk and stick on the insecurity. Negativity be gone.
So, like, yeah, I just need to work out. And I'm also, like, not getting any younger, and there's diabetes on both sides of my family.
Yeah, we might be cooked.
So, like, this is a preventable thing. Like, well, diabetes is preventable. And if I'm wrong, correct me. But I know the last time I went to a doctor, it was actually because I was having an issue with my eye, and, you know, they took my height and weight and all that stuff. And they told me, like, oh, you're pre-diabetic, so you might want to keep an eye on that. And I'm like, darn. So all I gotta do is get my diet under control and, like, lose a little bit of weight and keep up a healthy lifestyle, and I might not be cooked as far as diabetes goes. So, you know, it's just little lifestyle things that I know I need to do, but I don't have the discipline to do it. So I need help. Same thing with time management. I have gotten to the point where I've had to put the app timers on for a couple of my apps. Well, Facebook and Instagram, I have, like, a 1 hour a day limit. So it'll, like, kick me off after that. And then also at 11 o'clock at night, all my apps except, like, some essential ones, they kick me off too, so that I can stop. Like, there's no reason I should be up as late as I am, because all I'm doing is scrolling on my phone. Like, I'm never doing anything productive late at night. So for somebody who claims to love sleeping, I definitely keep myself from sleeping for no reason. No reason other than a habit of scrolling. Yeah. So I put the, like, sleep mode on or whatever. So at 11, everything turns off. In the beginning of doing that, I've been doing that for maybe like 3 weeks. I was finding loopholes. That's how you know it's bad. That's how you know I'm addicted to my phone. I didn't blur out Chrome for one reason or another. So I would literally go to YouTube through Chrome because the YouTube app was restricted. It was bad. That was only for a couple of days until I was like, Lameka, you need to, we need to have a talk. But yeah, so that's something I've been trying to do to help myself, like, get some kind of a sleep schedule. And also just like, why am I gatekeeping sleep for myself? Like, why am I keeping myself from sleep? I'm never doing anything important. So that's a change that I've made. So I'm trying.
I did the same thing. I should have did it years ago. I just didn't know my phone had that feature, to be honest. It would have probably helped, but at the same time, I would have found loopholes too. Like, it's hard to, it's not really quitting cold turkey, because like, you still can use your phone throughout the day, but like,
yeah. Are you talking about just putting the like 1 hour timer on your stuff?
Just any sort of like turn it off or like having the timer. It would have probably saved me more sleep in school, but you know, the past is the past. And the future,
the future is now. Yeah, so we can do it. It's fine. We're going to break free of the shackles of our phones.
My phone is my biggest op, like, actually.
I bet you if we go through our episodes, you've said that something is your biggest op like 3 times.
I need an op counter. Like, I need someone to be aware of how many times I say that. Because, yeah, now that you mention it, I have a lot of ops.
Man, there's a wrestling faction called the Ops.
And yes, I remember hearing it and I was weak.
There's like two of the guys are like big. They're big ops. And then the other two are just like dangerous. So they're all dangerous. But two of them are big and dangerous. You're a minimal threat. Anyway.
This is not related at all, but I've been thinking about it for the past week because I saw it on Twitter and I'm like, oh my God, you're right. And I mentioned this earlier, but I saw a tweet that said, every time I remember that grass is relatively geologically recent, I start getting scared. And I was like, what are we talking about here? They're correct. Grass first appeared in the Earth's record around 55 million years ago, which is at the end of the Cretaceous period, which is when the dinosaurs disappeared. So grass was after the dinosaurs. And the dinosaurs was gone like 65 million years ago. So there was 10 million years span between the death of the dinosaurs and other animals starting to come into play and then grass. And I'm like, so you're telling me all those documentaries and all like the kids movies with dinosaurs, the live actions, whatever it might be, they lied and did not do their research and said that there was, because I can promise you there is grass underneath those dinosaur feet. And I'm like, so we just didn't know. Like, do we just not know, or do they not care enough to think that, well, we're so used to grass, so of course there'd be grass then. And like, no, it was mosses and ferns. And I'm like, wow, they were slipping around on mosses back then. Like, they didn't know grass.
So you were telling me this a couple of days ago, but I don't remember you saying that the OP said that they were scared at this.
I never read the tweet verbatim. I was just saying they brought up that grass is recent.
Why is that scary, though?
I don't know.
I would like to know that part.
You know, well, their follow-up tweet was the vast majority of the dinosaurs didn't walk on grass. So I guess they're just like, oh my God.
I can't imagine not.
Like, human life and like what we know and everything around us is just so minuscule and trivial in comparison to the history of the Earth. Like, we were like a blip in time. So grass is like a blink and everything else has existed for far longer. Like, I, after that, looked up how long trees has been around. And the trees first appear around, these numbers mean nothing to me, but I'm just going to say it because it's a fact.
This time is not
real. 350 to 400 million years ago, which is, you know, in comparison to grass, which was 55 million years ago, trees are mad old. And I was talking to my friend last night. She said the oldest tree she believes is around 6,000 years old. She was very close. It's like, they don't have an exact age, but it's between like 4,000 to 5,000 something something years old. And I'm like, wow, I was in Cali in a national park. And I'm like, wow. It is a bristlecone pine that's called Methuselah. That's that tree. And I'm like, wow.
Okay, Methuselah, shout out.
Like, that's older than a lot of human civilizations. It has predated. It saw the rise and fall of Rome. Like, it's crazy.
That's like that one factoid you said that today.
Factoid.
That the Appalachian Mountains are older than what, Saturn's rings or something. Yeah. Like, I can't fathom what you're saying to me when
like,
you say that.
I don't know what that, like, my eyes are just like going, they're just splitting. Like, but I know that that's a long time, so I'm still shocked. I'm like, oh, what? But yeah, it's crazy. Trees are so old.
So where the heck did grass come from? Like, what did they...
Now, that part, I don't know. I actually kind of want to read an article about grass.
Like, they just manufactured it in a lab, and they were like, there's a stuff called grass now. It's like trees,
but... Who is they? Like, the early Homo sapiens?
I don't know.
That, yeah, they just... It just showed up. And I want to know if, like, the early grass was, like, mat tall or something, or if it was always kind of, like, green and could be short. I mean, I know grass can grow really tall, but I want to know, how did it start? Was it from moss?
Well, there's your there's your homework.
Yeah, my nightly Wikipedia deep dive, because I need to know at this point. Like, that thread had me convinced. I'm like, yeah, I'm not scared, but like, it makes me think about everything else that's new, and that, you know, is so great for humans, but also humanity hasn't been around. So I'm like, oh my god, we came and we're gonna go like fast in comparison to the rest of the earth. I'm like, wow. I still believe to this day that COVID was a plague. It was supposed to take out humanity. Like, the earth was trying to take us out because we've been destroying the earth, and the earth was like, we need to heal. So you're the plague. So goodbye. And it didn't work. So they're like, ooh. I don't know what the next one's going to be, but
I didn't know you held this belief.
I just feel like periodically throughout human history, things have happened. And I'm like, was that an attempt to natural selection? Like, take us out? Because I mean, the dinosaurs had the asteroid. We gonna have what? I don't know what it's gonna be, but humanity's
hopefully I'll be dead.
Humanity's gonna be its own downfall. That's what my conversations with some of my friends have been, because she's reading a book about evolution and stuff, and that's what the author is saying. Like, the sixth extinction is gonna be because of humans. And I'm like, yeah, yeah. You're right. But yeah, that's my one of my most recent brain rot, that's different. Things that have been plaguing my thoughts. Grass is recent geologically.
Oh my god.
So back to work.
Back to work. Let's see. So I'm not sure. I didn't even like go back to what our previous episode was to see like what was going on in our life the last. Okay. I think I had just started that job, and I think I was sick. We were both not feeling well that episode.
Yeah, because my mouth, was that around that time?
I think so.
Yeah, I probably had like a headache, and my mouth was like horrendous pain, and then you were sick.
Yeah, so last episode, I had just started my new job. I had just got my first car. So I drive every day going to work. That has been... it's been, I don't know. I mean, it's driving. It's not exciting. It's not really that boring, but I'm still just taking like the streets everywhere. I'm not on the interstate or anything yet. No road trips or nothing crazy like that yet. Just to and from work, to the grocery store, occasionally like shopping somewhere.
What's your longest driving time like? Without stopping, going somewhere, like not counting, oh, I went to 5 stores today and we parked.
The dealership that I got the car from is like a 40-ish minute drive if you don't take the interstate. And I didn't. So I drove home. Like, the very first day I got my car was the longest drive I've done so far, I think.
That checks.
Yeah. So, I haven't gotten any accidents. I haven't been honked at.
We would have started the episode with that one.
I haven't been honked at a number of times that is noteworthy.
She follows the speed limit.
Yeah, like, I'm a good driver so far. There are some learning moments every now and then where I'm like, oh, okay, I won't do that next time. Or like, okay, I know not to go that way next time. My only... thing about driving that's worth mentioning, you know, I know where this is. I should have saved the picture. I'll put it on the screen, but it was like, if you could change one thing about the world, or like if you could control one thing, what would it be? And somebody was like, I would make it so that your car does not move. Like, you cannot change lanes if you don't use your turn signal. I don't understand why people cannot use their turn signal. Slowing down. So that your brake lights come on and then you change lanes, that is not your turn signal. And like just today, I was about to leave out of my neighborhood, and there was a car on the other side of the street, and they were about to leave their neighborhood. And I wasn't sure, like, which way are you turning? Like, can I go ahead or what? So I'm sitting there waiting because I don't want to pull out into the street and then they decide I'm going to go that same direction. So
don't mind if I do.
They pull out, and as they're pulling out, they turn their signal on. And I'm like, we were sitting there for a good 60 seconds. How is anybody supposed to know where you're going to go? Like, I just don't. It bothers me so bad that people don't use their turn signals. I just never knew it was such a problem. It's such a issue.
It was so funny because a previous adventure we were on in the car, she was trying to explain to us that, oh, I don't have road rage. I don't think, like, I don't really be getting mad. But, like, the one thing that I can say that, like, bothers me, and then she proceeds to very passionately, like, upset, explain how she hates people who don't turn on. And I'm like, it's giving road rage.
My friend Mike insists that I'm going to be fussing and cussing at cars and having road rage. And I'm like, I am the kind of person that I leave in enough time that I won't be late anywhere. So I'm never really in a rush. So there's no need for me to be like, oh my God, why are you going so slow? Like, yeah, most, like, I do is, okay, guys, what are we doing? Like, if it's slow and I don't know what's going
elementary
on.
Elementary teacher, okay, guys, what are we doing?
That's literally, if you had a mic in my car, it would sound like.
Start vlogging from the car.
Oh my God. Like, I'm just like, hey guys, why are we stopped here? Like,
you know, that's, I feel like that's a good way to manage anger and, like, irritation, is to just pretend you're talking to, like, five-year-olds that are driving, like, okay, what are we doing? What's the right thing that we're supposed to do at this turn? Right. Turn on right. your turn signal.
Oh my God. Yeah. So
then I might quickly turn into passive aggression.
Yeah, that kind of sounds like
so,
that.
You know.
But nobody can hear me, my windows up. I do not put my windows down often because I'm so scared of spiders flying in. Like,
yeah, it's irrational. Something's wrong with her car. No, like, you have a magnet for spiders.
Yeah, and I have really bad arachnophobia, if I have not mentioned that before, if this is your first time listening. So I never want to be in a situation where there's a spider in my car while I'm driving, because that might be
You're gonna end up on a police body cam video.
So yeah, so I'm kind of scared to drive with my windows down. I always have to, like, look around my car before I pull off if I'm intending to have my windows open. It's a whole thing. But
roll my windows down.
Say yeah. But yeah, driving's been fine. I have a bumper sticker. What is it? Which one am I mentioning?
I don't know which one you're mentioning.
It's like a new driver type of thing. Like, oh, please be patient, I'm a new driver. And my boss, he roasted me when he first noticed that I had that. He was like, oh my God, you're 27. Like, and what do you mean, new driver? Like,
my
girl. So my boss is a whole, he's just a character. Like, I don't even know where to start with him. It's not to the point where, like, we should consider maybe banding together and calling HR on him, because one, there's no HR.
He is the HR. Yeah.
And two, it's not that bad. But he just, like, he says some out-of-pocket stuff at least a handful of times a day that we're just like, this guy. All you can do is laugh. All you can do is laugh and then move on. You cannot be sensitive and work at that job, which is funny because I'm low-key sensitive, but he doesn't. I mean, there's not a lot of pointed things, but he did, like, get on me about, in one breath, he's like, you know what? I don't even know you that well, but I'm proud of you, okay? Because that's a nice car, and that's your first car. Like, that's a nice car you got out there. And then in the same breath, he'll be like,
you're 27 driving.
Right, and 27, you're new, you got a new driver sticker, blah, blah, blah. But yeah, he found out maybe 3 weeks into me being there that I like wrestling, and that got him started on a whole thing. Like, he was like, that was another thing he was joking. He was like, yeah, I used to watch wrestling, but some of us grew up. And I'm like, oh my God. Ooh. So he was like, but yeah, I used to watch it. This was my favorite wrestler. Do you know him? I'm like, yes, I know Stone Cold. Like, maybe he was trying to gauge what kind of fan I was. Like, are you just a casual fan? Like, you say you like wrestling, but, like, you only know John Cena? Right. So he was like, every now and then I do still see stuff about it on Facebook. And he, like, mentioned Rhea Ripley and stuff like that. So every now and then wrestling would come up. And he actually, like, a couple weeks ago, he said he saw somebody selling, like, a ringside chair from an old WrestleMania or Royal Rumble or something. And he was like, you know what? I saw that. And I was like, I'm going to get that for LaMecca. But it was like $200 and it was an hour and a half, 2 hours away. And he was like, so nah. But if it was closer, I would have bought it for you. And I'm like, I don't know if he was for real or not, because it's really hard to tell with him sometimes if he's being sarcastic or if he's being for real. He kind of like, it's like the cool parent where y'all are joking and then all of a sudden they go into parent mode and you're like, wait, I thought we were joking.
Yeah.
Yeah, so sometimes it's like that with him. But I think he was for real about that, which I thought was, you know, that was thoughtful. But
I thought it was thoughtful.
Shut up. And then he also did the thing where he was like, you know what? I should send you to WrestleMania. I'm not going to buy your ticket, but I'll give you a week off.
Wow.
He was like, I'm not paying for it, but like, you should go to WrestleMania. I'll give you the day off.
That is a week, very least a weekend.
But he, there's never a dull moment in that office. He, very early on in the, oh, LaMarcus is a wrestling fan realization, he was like, yeah, I used to wrestle with my brothers growing up. I used to be able to like sell the moves really well. And he was like, hit me. He told me to hit him.
This story.
Yeah, he was like, hit me so I can show you that I can sell the move. I'm like, I'm not hitting you. I've been
You're
here.
My boss.
I haven't been here a whole month yet. I'm not trying to lose this job. I just got a car. You know, I'm like, I cannot hit you. He's like, no, hit me. So I like, you know, I pull my punch and he's like, oh, like he's going like just being so extra. And then he was like, okay, I'll show you how I can sell a chair shot. And I'm like, brother. So we have this like foam lightweight box. So I hit him over the head with it lightly. He goes flying into the file cabinet, lifts the file cabinet off the floor. Like, it's the loudest noise ever. We have a patient in the lobby. This is a small building. So even though the door is closed, the little checkout window is closed, that was a loud noise. So in the lobby, that lady heard that. So it was a whole thing. We bring her back. He goes to see her or whatever. When she leaves out of the room, she's like, I heard y'all talking wrestling. Mind you, this is a 74-year-old lady. And she's like, I'm a wrestling fan too. And I'm like, oh my God.
Y'all should have made a fan club.
So this was before WrestleMania. And she was talking about like who she was excited to see and how like she doesn't think she's going to be able to watch that match because it had like three of her favorites in it.
Oh,
no, it was a triple threat. It was Roman, CM Punk, and Seth Rollins. And she likes Punk and Reigns. So she was like, I think I'm just going to have to fast forward to the end and see who won because that match is going to stress me out. And I'm like, this is so cute. So I was like, yeah, she had a follow-up appointment. So we were like, yeah, when you come back, we're going to talk about WrestleMania. And when she came back, I didn't realize who she was because I only seen her once and we see like dozens of patients every day. So she wasn't a familiar face yet. So she came back and I checked her in not knowing who she was. And then she was like, did you see Raw last night? I was like, oh my gosh, she's you. So we talked about that for a moment. And when she came out of the room, she was coming back around to the window. I could tell she was going to talk to me, but we were helping this other lady with something and it was taking too long, so the lady left, and I'm like, no, my friend!
Aww.
So, yeah, there's been a few people who have been wrestling fans that the doctor was like, yeah, she watches wrestling too, and then we get to chatting. So, it's a fun place to work. I really enjoy working there. Everybody's cool. The rest of the ladies in the office are so patient. They're very friendly. They're very helpful. So, I don't ever feel stupid. Like, they don't make me feel stupid. I be feeling dumb because there's a lot of learning insurance related things, learning the names of medicines, like just different medical things that I don't have a background in. So every day I'm learning something, but they're very patient. So, and then the doctor buys us lunch every Wednesday. So it's a good place. It's a good place. I'm very happy. I'm just, you know, I don't have free time, but I'm working on that.
She brought me this really cool looking flower home once that was growing on the like side or front of their office. And her boss thought it looked like imitation crab. And I'm kind of upset because he's right.
He was so right.
He was spot on, actually. And I'm like, well.
And I sent a picture while I was at work. I was like, oh my gosh, this flower was outside. The doctor said it looks like imitation crab. And she was like, oh my God, why is he right? And I mentioned that to him. I was like, my sister was like, yeah, you were right. He was like, of course I'm right.
And then I have this plant identifier app. So I immediately put it in there because I needed to know like what kind of flower. It looked like it was straight out of some like fantasy. Like this is the flower that saves lives or something. Like you, like the tangled flower. I'm like, you put this shank in water, make a tonic. This will save the whole country. So I needed to know. And it was called, oh my God, what was it called?
It was an amaryllis, right?
Yeah, but I don't remember the name of the actual thing.
A gym. I don't remember either.
Oh, it was the Barbados lily?
Something like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, it was, I think it was Barbados lily, but it's not a lily. And so that started. It's never a lily. It's never, like, that started me realizing that my favorite flower is a lily, and it genuinely is, like, true lily. I forget how you say the name of the plant family. I'll just put it up here. But when it has that, that's a true lily. There's so many flowers that either look like lilies or, like, they just, they don't, but they tack on lily on the name anyway. And I'm like, who is in charge of naming, like, giving a common name to flowers? Because what do you mean this flower and this flower and this flower are all lilies when they're literally not related and they don't look the same? I'm like, what do you mean a day lily and a freaking Barbados lily and a calla lily and all of these are not even in the same, like, genuses or whatever? Like, it's mind-boggling. But I'm starting to learn the difference between a lily and an amaryllis as, like, plant groups. Mm-hmm. And so I'm trying to, whenever I see one, I just look at, like, the stem and the leaf and how the leaves grow, and I'm trying to identify them because I want to know, because this is my favorite flower. Like, I feel like I've been lying my whole life. Like, I don't actually know what lilies are anymore, so, like, I have to do my research now because everybody calls everything a lily. Like, why are we doing this? Like, be original. Like, it's not a lily. But yeah, that flower looked crazy. I picked all the petals off and I'm pressing them. I don't remember when you first gave it to me. It might not have been 3 or so weeks by now.
No, I think it's been 2 weeks.
Yeah, I think I usually wait like 3 weeks to a month before I check them to see how well they preserve. So I'll wait until another week or so. If I happen to check them before we upload this, I will put pictures of them. And you also gave me another one. So I was like, let's try a different method. I'm going to hang dry that in my closet. So that's,
we're supposed to take that to our grandparents' house and hang it over there, I think. Were we? Well, we mentioned it then we forgot.
Yeah, I totally forgot about that. Oh, well, it's going to stay in my closet at this point. I've only peeked at it like once after like 5 days of it being in there. So I don't even remember what it looked like. It was kind of like more or less the same. So I hope the color is kind of preserved. I'm expecting it to brown. Like, it is what it is. But I hope it still sort of keeps its form, because it'd be cool to just put in a little vase. Like, it looks crazy. Like, this flower is insane. So
we have pictures.
I need to find, like, we need to find seeds for that thing. Like, grow it one of these days. I want that flower. I want to get my hands on that flower.
Oh, like, okay.
Sell it for a pretty dime.
Wow.
It's giving, I'm a villain.
You're pimping
now
out the flower.
Yeah, we said it can make a magical tonic.
You said that.
I'm about to sell my things to an apothecary.
Like, oh my gosh.
But yeah, that the flower is amazing. So thank you, your job, for providing happiness for me. your boss was,
I,
like,
literally,
who is she, a florist? When yeah. I sent the photo of what it was, I'm like, no.
I didn't even know we had those flowers either. A patient brought one in one day. It was raining pretty bad, and I guess it snapped a flower off. And a patient brought it in, and she was like, y'all might want this, you know, it was just on the ground and it was like perfect. It had,
yeah, it was
dude,
perfect.
Like, it had the rain
on it. It looked like magic.
I thought it was fake, but
it looked fake. You brought it home. I'm like, where's the flower? It's fake.
So, yeah, I didn't even know it was out there. And apparently they don't last long. So they might not be out there much longer, but they're definitely nice to look at. Yeah, a couple more notes on that doctor, though, because I did make a couple notes of, like, just crazy things he said. Around the corner from my job is one of the cat cafes that we went to before. And I was not talking to him. But again, the office is small. So I was talking to my coworkers, but his door was open. So he heard it. And I was like, yeah, cat cafe. There's one around the corner. I went, blah, blah, blah. He was like, oh, is that what that is? I always wondered what that building was. It looked like I forgot what he said he thought it was, but I explained what it was. And he was like, you pay how much an hour to play with cats? Girl, give me that and I'll go get you a cat. I can find you a cat for $12.
Like, oh.
And then he was like, better yet, I'll bring my son in here. You can pet him. He was like, give me that $12 an hour. I'll go find you. I'll find you something to pet. So I'm like, oh my God. This guy.
This guy over here.
That's, you see, every day we're going, this guy.
Doctor, this guy.
Yeah. I'm going to start referring to him as that because I can't say his name. Doctor, this guy. Yeah. And then the last thing I'll say on work, because I don't want to keep talking about work, but this is basically a what have we been up to episode, and I work 5 days a week. I'm actually filming on our first Hollywood. Is it? yeah, since I've been there, this is our first like 3-day weekend. So I've never had a job where we get holidays like Memorial Day off. Obviously Thanksgiving and Christmas we get off, but
obviously some jobs don't do that. Well, one of my friends was complaining. She was like, we don't have any holidays, we have to take PTO. While the other friend who works in the same field was like, oh, we get like everything plus like nice PTO.
Ew.
So it depends on the jobs, but yeah.
Well, I've not worked a job where
she does not get things like that off. As far as I know, she might have one, and I don't know what that might be, but she's out of luck.
Man, RIPs.
I know, like that sucks. Especially like Christmas or something. What do you mean I gotta take PTO for Christmas? Like a lot of people in this country.
Your job is not essential in that sense where like it needs to be open on that day. Like, what do you mean you're not letting your employees spend time with
their
families?
That's just the company, because many a job in that field gives them that day. So
that's ugly.
So yeah, at least you get holidays.
Yeah. But last thing about work is I ended up the DJ at my job. So when I first started working there, there was no radio, no music, no anything. It's not the kind of office that has like TVs. You're just playing HGTV or golf or whatever in the lobby. Like, we didn't have anything. And one day I think I was like, the doctor was going to be out of the office that day. So I'm like, do y'all like bring speakers or stuff? Like, actually I didn't ask. Somebody was like, yeah, when the doctors are out of the office, we usually just like play music. And then I found out that we actually have a speaker system. I was told that the doctor didn't really like playing the music. So I was like, oh, okay. And then the next day he was in the office, somebody brought it up to him. And they were like, yeah, we were thinking we should maybe play some music. He was like, yeah. Why did we stop anyway? And they were looking at him like,
doctor, this guy.
Right, doctor, this guy. So we started playing music. And I was like, I made a Spotify playlist, which hilariously enough is 90% songs that I got from my other job, my retail job, that I was like collecting songs, and I made a Spotify playlist. So majority of those songs I play at my new job. So it's like, I didn't even leave.
You never left.
I never left. But I have other songs in there too, like requests from my coworkers. They're like, hey, put this song in there. And I'm like, gladly. So yeah, I'm kind of the DJ at work. Every now and then the speaker doesn't want to cooperate, and so we just play the radio. And if I hear Pink Pony Club one more time, I swear, they like every hour they play Pink Pony Club, Ordinary, and Stargazing.
Who is Stargazing by?
I don't know these people.
I don't think
bro.
I know that.
That's
song.
That Take My Heart, don't that nah.
I haven't heard something that enough to really be upset
bones.
About.
Yeah, like that song. And then
look, this morning, I don't know if I had a dream or something with it in it, or if I just woke up thinking about it randomly, because that happens. There is an edit floating around on the internet of Pink Pony Club to the beat of Phantom of the Opera, like the song Phantom of the Opera. And it's fire. Like, I'm not going to lie. Like, but I was just humming like Pink Pony Club to the beat of dun, 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 dun. And I'm like, why
in the world?
Why is this a vibe though? But I was like humming it. We were in a car earlier, like not humming it, but it was in my head. I'm like,
I can't even
who came up with this? I will show you like after this, but I was like, who came
like,
up with
I don't
this?
Dislike Pink Pony Club, but I'm just
no, yeah,
there's no reason
it, like every 20 minutes, like, you
yeah,
know,
it does. I don't understand how radios are allowed to play the same songs every hour, like
they have the same playlist on for every like
just,
5 hours rotation.
I couldn't do it. I could not subject myself to playing the same songs over and over again. Like, I don't know how the radio people do it, but anyway. That's it about work. That's besides work, what have I been up to? I mean, nothing. I just be watching wrestling. We saw wrestling live recently. I don't know what I've been doing.
Well, speaking of music, because I do have a note about that. I'll talk about this in another episode, because we have things to do and I don't want to drag this on for 2 hours. But I've gotten back into a story that me and two of my best friends have been slow cooking for years. And that led me to new music artists, because I like to attribute music to whatever I'm making. And one of them is named Lisa Ono, who is a Japanese bossa nova artist. And I think I sent you like one of her songs.
You did.
She likes,
well, you sent me an album. And
yeah,
I haven't
an album.
To it yet.
Because I think I just recently started listening to more jazz, bossa nova. Not so much funk. I haven't really gotten into like listening to it on my own, but when you play it, I be bopping. So I'm like, you know, I'm really down for almost any music genre. So I've been listening to her because her music is really pretty, and I was fascinated. I learned through Mecca that there's a large Japanese like population in Brazil, and I'm like, oh, okay, you know, that checks because Haikyuu said like the what was his name, Hinata, went to Brazil. And I'm like, I thought that was so random at the time when I learned that was canon in Haikyuu, but now it makes so much sense. I think it was either him or the guy who went to Argentina got citizenship there in the story. And I'm like, is that deep? So I'm like, wow, learning new things. There's a band or like a musical project is what the internet described them as, called Sleeping at Last, that I am really enjoying now. And they describe their genres as orchestral pop soundscapes, indie, like folk inspired, classical inspired, and it's like a bunch of really nice perspectives on the human experience.
That's really songs. Funny to me because the only song that I ever knew by them was Turning Page from the Twilight uh-huh. soundtrack, and that doesn't seem to fit into that description.
Well, their origins were in indie rock. So,
but that song is not rock.
Don't know how that song sounds. I can't imagine how it sounds, but that was apparently their order, like emo music. And then they branched out into, I think they changed people or something, and their vision shifted. And the last person name is Wes Reeve, who I've listened to her before I started getting knee deep back into the story. But because of the story, I found new songs. I just decided, let's just listen to her discography. Like, why not? And her musical genres is like very dreamy and feels like fairy tales. And she describes it as that she makes music that feels like getting lost in a world that doesn't exist. And I'm like, that's my kind of music. So they're all really pretty and just really happy. And some of them are sad, but I'm like, I like dreamy music is what I'm getting. That's one of the branches of music I like, because I can't really describe all my music in one thing. But if y'all want something new to listen to and you're not opposed to these genres, check these people out. That's my promote. They didn't add. This is sponsored.
Well, if we were sponsored, we wouldn't be anymore because we weren't holding up our end of the bargain. On your note and on that note, we're going to wrap this up. And I don't even remember how to do our little outro.
We're out of touch.
You're out of touch.
I was about to sing a completely different song by Cat's Eye.
Oh my gosh. Ooh. Oh, that one. That's on my work playlist.
Touch? Yeah. Oh yeah, you did tell me about that. Yeah.
Because I heard it at the retail job and then So anyway, thanks for listening. Make sure to hit that like button. That's not us.
No.
We'll get this episode out when we get it out, and we'll work on a return schedule, I guess. You'll hear from us at least once a month. Yeah. So
we'll be posting more on the social. By we, I'll mean me.
we'll work on that. So
we'll be putting clips of random stuff.
So be sure to follow us on our social medias. We're on Instagram and X at related
the bird app.
The bird app at. Oh my god! At what is it? At on a related note. At related note pod.
Yeah.
At related note pod.
If we're wrong, we'll correct you on screen.
And we're also wherever you listen to your podcast, Spotify, Apple, all those places.
We're
on YouTube, which you might be watching us on YouTube right now. You might be listening to us on Spotify. All those things. Just search on a related note. And
until we app again.